If you're planning to do some remodeling around the house and it has anything in any way, shape, or form to do with making your home more energy efficient, now is the time to get cracking because those federal tax credits for energy efficiency updates are going to expire at the end of the year. On the Como Newsline right now is King County's eco-consumer, our good friend Tom Watson. Tom, give us some ideas of the kind of things we can do that would qualify for a tax credit.
Well, there's lots of options. You can add insulation, weather stripping, caulking, new windows, storm doors, a new furnace, a heat pump. There's really quite a few things that qualify for these federal tax credits.
Now, a lot of us have already done things around the house to make our homes more energy efficient. If you've already done stuff and don't know what else you could do, would it be advisable to contact your utility and get an energy audit, somebody to come to your house and talk you through it?
The utilities are great sources of information. They can tell you all about these tax credits and the rebates. And one of the first things they're going to recommend is an energy audit, and they have sources for that. Sometimes you can actually get rebates on the energy audits. There are more qualified energy auditors around here than ever before, and I think that's an awesome idea.
Now, King County just introduced something called Eco Cribs, where we actually get to see a family that did a lot of these eco-friendly things in their house. Tell us about that.
That features the Bangs family in Issaquah.
Welcome to our Eco Crib!
And this is a fun video that shows how they actually made their remodel green to make their home green and healthy.
We thought about energy efficiency throughout the project, from everything from lighting to insulation and air sealing.
There's a lot of different aspects to green remodeling. One fun thing on there that they feature, they salvaged the stuff when they were taking out the old stuff and putting in the green features.
Instead of using the demolition process to clear out materials, we use deconstruction, taking things apart by hand.
For example, they took out an old chandelier, and it ended up getting salvaged, and it is now in a bar, the Grizzled Wizard in Wallingford.
So if people want more information on this or to see the video, where do they go?
They can go to ecocoolremodel.com. You can see the video right there and get all these tips on our EcoCool Remodel Tool website.
A place that we know Tom Watson, our King County eco-consumer, spends a lot of time. Tom, thanks for being with us today.